the owl asks who, the answer is always him. It's time for the most interesting man in the world, Fish Talk with the Duck.
This is a guy who's not afraid of any little old bee, even a two-incher, or wasp, I guess it is. We call him the Doc here in Outdoor Journal. He is the award-winning columnist and fishing editor of Outdoor Canada magazine. His name is Gord Peiser. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Ange, and believe it or not, I am one of those people who are afraid of a two-inch bee. I carry an EpiPen. I'm allergic to bee stings.
Oh, are you really? Oh, my God. Wow. Can you imagine a two-inch wasp? Oh, my God.
Oh, my Lord. The good news is they are native to where about a quarter of the world's population lives, China, Japan, Southeast Asia. It's something like 20 or 30 deaths a year there. So hopefully it does not come here.
Oh, my God. Terrible. Anyways, great having you on the live stream yesterday. That was cool, huh?
Well, that way, honestly, it was fun. Yeah. I really, really enjoyed it, and I got lots of emails. I got lots of questions. I guess we didn't answer enough questions. I got lots of folks sending me questions that we didn't answer afterwards. So, no, it was great, great fun.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun, especially during these times. It gives us all an opportunity to get our minds off of the current problem and onto what we love doing, and that is getting outside and fishing, even if we do it vicariously through a live stream, eh?
Yeah, you know, I think you're right, though. I think, obviously, we had a captive audience. That's probably the best term for it. And but it is so much fun answering questions. It's, you know, we've said this many times, when one person has that question, probably 1,000 others have the very same one. And really, really nice to be able to talk about, you know, dipsy divers versus lead core versus downriggers. And I had great fun.
By the way, folks listening that have no idea what the hell we're talking about because you didn't participate yesterday, you can go to fishingcanada.com, and I believe it's somewhere there, isn't it, Stephen?
Yep, and you can also go to, you can go click on live, or you can go to www.youtube.com/fishingcanada, and it's right there. Or on our Facebook page and all that jazz. It's all there, too.
So you can find it. We have the whole 2 hours there.
Yeah.
But some fascinating questions were answered, which I think was the best part of all. But as Gord said, you never get to all of them. And I've got one that I wanted to ask you yesterday, but didn't get a chance to. So I said, but I've got a captive audience with Gord on Saturday, so I'm good. A recent blog where you were stating that, you know, the biggest pike are found in clear water. I found that fascinating, that comment. Talk to us.
Yeah, you know, I'll be honest. It was part of a conversation I had with John Castleman, Dr. Castleman, who was the world's expert on pike and muskies. And John was talking about every meter, every foot of increased water clarity, Ange, how much bigger and more pike there are, being such visual predators. And you had that great analogy yesterday talking about the sharks and how they silhouette and look out on seals. And that's exactly it. I could have been talking to John when you were talking about the seals and the sharks and the silhouetting. He said they do exactly what you said. And, of course, then water clarity, the fact that the water is clearer and clearer and clearer in some lakes, those are the ones where the pike obviously feed the best. Now, obviously, prey, having ciscos and suckers and those sorts of things has a great bearing on it. But water clarity is a huge, huge factor.
Gord, is there a preferred forage base that just naturally grows bigger predators? So in other words, as anglers, should we be looking for bodies of water that, as an example, that have a cisco-based forage as opposed to, is that right? Okay.
Ciscos and whitefish, Ange. And it's ciscos and whitefish, though, in like a plethora of them, huge populations. And that's why when you think of smallmouth, a lake like Lake Simcoe, smack dab in the middle of 6, 8, 9 million people, and it continues to produce those monster fish. But when you think of whitefish and ciscos and smelts, what lake do you think of? Lake Simcoe, Lake Ontario, very, very same thing. So when you have those soft raid, silvery soft raid, high protein forage base, and then you put together all the right habitat conditions, you grow great, great fish. And Simcoe actually has a very good pike population as well.
Yeah, and so that's just another tool that an angler can use, right, is doing some research on bodies of water. And if they're looking for a trophy pike, pick something with the ideal forage base. Gordy, I consumed enough of your time yesterday, my friend. We're going to let you go and have the weekend off. Enjoy yourself, and we will stay safe, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thank you, Ange. Talk to you then.
All right. Gord Peiser, the doc, Outdoor Canada Magazine. You want to check him out, go to outdoorcanada.ca. That are it. We're out of here. Stephen, we'll talk to you next week.
Yep.
And on behalf of the entire Outdoor Journal team, Stephen Labadie, Derek Brandale, Sarah Pollock, I'm Angelo Viola. Have a great weekend, folks. We'll talk to you next Saturday.